course. Use as directed.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Currently, it is 2,500 feet that a bar could be established, or a brew pub, or anywhere, any place that sells liquor or beer outside of a restaurant. 2,500 feet from a school or a church. So, and there's currently no variance process for that. There's no exceptions whatsoever. Yet, in District 5, there are two exceptions that are glaring right now.
So this is Colton Wright, Commissioner Colton Wright, Gulf Breeze, Midway area, talking about the current land development code prohibition on opening a bar that is within 2,500 feet of a church or a school, saying basically this doesn't make any sense.
In one strip mall, you've got a bar and you've got the Rock Church in the same strip mall. They coexist and have for a number of years with no problems whatsoever. I know the pastor of the Rock Church. He's never told me there's ever been a problem with having a bar there. Number one, they're not even open at the same times.
That's like one of the really obvious points here, in my opinion. And I'll be honest, I'm baffled by some of these rules. And this is one that baffles me. I don't understand what the relevance is of having a bar based on a foot distance proximity to a school. Because bars and schools do not operate at the same time. Like, unless you, like, got the 10 a.m. bar, you know, it's just not really an issue. I suppose there might be some overlap if it's the all-day drinking pub, but this is not Britain. Typically, it doesn't work that way. So it just seems like a weird prohibition. Plus, also, sort of, like, what's the real practical concern? Is it that somebody's going to get all soused up at the bar and then, what, wander over to the school and be drunk at the school, that they're going to drive by the school? I mean, that's already a prohibition. I can't make sense of exactly what the idea here is behind the prohibition, but it is 2,500 feet, as he says, and he says it doesn't really make sense. You got the Rock that's, church that's in a strip mall with a bar.
Number two, there's currently a distillery in the Midway area that's directly next door to where Santa Rosa County School District is going to build a new high school.
Meaning?
So if it was such a concern for the school district, why would they build it there directly next to an existing distillery?
Exactly. And that's one of the points is, like, you know, if it's wrong to put the bar in where there's a church or a school, why is it okay to put the church or the school in where there's already a bar? I mean, if it's really a problem of having them in such close proximity, you would have a, you know, bi-directional ban. Neither one would be able to go in when the other one already exists. And the point is, we allow the church or the school to go in. You know, what exactly is the issue? The school district obviously doesn't think it's that big of a point.
But if you took Highway 87 out of the picture, we have virtually no commercial property that's not directly on Highway 98. We are so drastically different geographically from the rest of the county. We're more populated from a density standpoint. We're surrounded by water. And we have one basic road that runs east-west.
And so if you've got, you know, here's a church, draw a, you know, half-mile radius, a mile diameter around that church, and, you know, no bars, pubs, breweries. There's a school, same thing. Eventually what you get is, like, all of Highway 98 becomes banned.
What I don't understand is how it's okay to walk into Publix Liquors or Winn-Dixie Liquors or any liquor store and buy the product and walk out the door for off-site consumption, and that's allowable near a church or a school.
Even though that's designed to walk around with if you wanted to.
But you can't have a place that allows the consumption only inside the premises. To me, it doesn't make sense. I mean, it'd be easier to walk in, buy liquor, open it, and walk out to the school than it would be to be in a bar where I've asked the bartender for a beer, I'm drinking a beer, and then walk out with the open container. We know that's not typically allowed.
So putting all of this together, he wants to revise the distance barrier on the land development code. And part of this, the part of the issue is the unique geography of the south end of the county versus the north. Santa Rosa County is two counties, right? It's below Eglin, below the water, and it's above Eglin, above the water. And they're very different. I mean, really, you could almost make it three, right? With the north end being, you know, the rural end. And once you get out of Milton and north Pace, I mean, it's like, it's, you're telling me that Chemukla and Milton are the same. I mean, have you been to Chemukla? Have you been to Milton? You know, like, they're just, they're so completely different. And so why should we have one set of rules for all of them? So he's proposing a reduction.
Now, I've talked with business owners and I've looked at, I've talked with staff and the number of businesses that have been turned down because they couldn't open up, because they couldn't buy a piece of property, they couldn't take an existing piece of property and rehab it into a bar or a brew pub because of the distance to a school or a church, when all the schools and churches are on Highway 98 for the most part. To me, it was a logical step. I didn't ask it for it to be zero. I felt like it was reasonable that there be a buffer, and that's why we said no directly contingent properties.
Yeah, so not adjacent to. I'll just be honest. For me, I wouldn't care about directly adjacent to, but that's all he wants us to go to, not be directly adjacent to. Because you remember all the issue with, like, Bubba's 33, you know, how to measure the distance to make sure that it's not too close to that church that you almost can't walk to, you know, diagonally across Creighton and Davis, or to the, I forget the name of the place that's got the video games and the drinks that we just in Escambia County got permitted. Like, all of these questions seem to be based on this flawed notion of somehow we're creating safe spaces where you wouldn't have alcohol. And it, I again, don't really get the rationale for it exactly. 616, so I'm glad they're going to do this. And this is all coming up in the Land Development Code conversation, which is, gosh, next Monday, or maybe it's a week from Monday. It's still a little ways off in Santa Rosa. 616 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And this is brought to you by Tops Appliance, and they are in Milton, featuring freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, ranges, washers and dryers from GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. It's Tops Appliance. They're on Highway 90 in Milton. And we do see one accident in Milton, but it doesn't look like it's blocking anything. It's Hamilton Bridge Road and Windham Road. No roadblock this morning. And so far, that's it. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, cold, dependable.
Is
it's chilly this morning.
You know, it's going to be 78, so
I know.
Just give it a couple hours. It'll be all right. So if you're an employer and one of the things that you've been frustrated about is the rising cost of benefits, which, of course, is annoying for you, annoying for your employees, but also you might be wondering, am I doing my best for them? Am I really giving them the best options? Well, one of the things you might want to be able to do is give them the choice between, hey, you know, for more or even for like the same benefit, you're going to pay more. But if you want to keep it at the, you know, at the same price, you might go for a little bit lower tier plan. Just having choices sometimes is a thing that you can offer your employees. Here's how I know. Because we started using Torgerson Causey about 5 or 6 years ago, and that was one of the things that they made possible for us is, you know, to really have a little bit more control in a inflationary environment that still we had choices about what we wanted to spend on our health insurance. And I love that. I love that they gave us the choice instead of like the place we used to work with is like, here's your one, you know, do that or not. Well, that's annoying. So that's part of what Torgerson Causey does is give you options. And of course, they'll come in and they'll look at whatever you're doing and say, hey, we can do that better. We can give them a couple of choices here. Or they'll say, hey, you're already doing it great. You know, keep up what you're doing. Or they'll manage it for you. I mean, whatever level of help you want, they are a comprehensive employee benefits agency. Like I said, we've been working with them here at News Radio for about 5 or 6 years, and they're fantastic. More than 20 years helping local businesses just like yours run more smoothly. Give them a call for a no obligation review. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
We We've all heard the saying, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. In the Florida Panhandle, it's both. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. While we can't do a whole lot about the heat and humidity outside your home, we can make a big difference in the comfort and humidity inside your home. Our high-efficiency comfort systems are designed to reduce...
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Use the Force, Luke. Let go.
Here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Oh, hey, good news if you've got an electric vehicle or if you've been kind of trying to decide whether you want to buy an electric vehicle and you've been kind of thinking, well, I don't know, maybe in a hurricane or a big weather event when there's power lines down and it's hard to get charged up at home and, you know, all of this. Maybe I'm worried that I won't be able to drive my car around because how am I going to get the charge? Well, into this concern steps Florida Power and Light, and they have unveiled their solution. They have a mobile charging station that they can bring into the area. It's a 39-foot mobile trailer. They can put it into communities where, you know, they're having electrical grid issues and people need to fast charge their cars. And so, this thing is great. It'll solve the problem. It can charge 6 cars at a time.
How long does it take to charge?
It's only a half an hour. So in the course of 2 days, they can charge 25 cars. If you can get it to the charging station. I'm sorry, but I saw this and I'm like, wait a minute. You're telling me that gas cars are lined up around the block trying to get into the gas station. Hundreds of cars deep. And you're like, bring your 6 over here. We got you covered.
Is that 39 feet?
Yeah, it's huge. So look, hey, it's something.
Okay. No, it's better than nothing.
It's
absolutely
not a zero, but, you know, this is the thing
it's
that's going
to... It's a 6.
On a 1,000 scale. Yeah, it's a 6. That's right. This is the thing that's going to make your peace of mind come back, that you will be able to drive your car after a hurricane, is that they can charge 6 cars at a time for a half hour each, and they can do that for about 2 days before they run out of power. Okay. I think I'm going to stick with the gas. 623 here on News Radio 92.3. No, look over here. In my trunk, I've got a 5-gallon container full of electricity. Sorry, it just doesn't work that way. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The White House is set to welcome the 3 Tennessee state lawmakers who recently led gun reform protests. Representatives Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, and Gloria Johnson will be meeting with President Biden today. New poll showing the majority of Americans apparently don't want either President Biden or former President Trump to run in 2024. An NBC News poll found 70% surveyed, including half Democrats, believed that President Biden shouldn't run for a second term, citing his age. And 60% that were polled said they didn't believe President Trump should run for another term. And authorities apparently investigating after flames erupted at Disneyland's Fantasmic Fireworks and Light Show in California Saturday.
Your attention, please. Due to unforeseen circumstances.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Apparently, people couldn't believe what they were seeing. The fire took off, made its way to the top of this prop dragon. Luckily, all the performers made it off safely, though.
Wow. And so the question is, you know, can they do it again?
What a show!
Best one ever! David, thanks so much for the update. Somebody texts in and says, on the repowering, recharging of the cars, no, that's a zero. That's a zero. Oh, my goodness. Well, and I'm also thinking about, like, okay, so you charge your 25 cars over 2 days, and then what? You got to drive it back to Tallahassee to get it back to the, you know, main central? I don't know. Just the whole thing. It's It's adorably silly, is what it seemed like to me. 625 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And we're not showing any slowdowns or delays. All exits off I-10, I-110 reporting as clear right now. Looks like everything's just running smooth. I know the bridge was real busy this weekend. It was a great weekend, right? Weather-wise, and it's still great. Just a little cool this morning. Bridge is fine as well. 437-1620. If you see an accident or slowdown, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. You know, if you're working on a home repair project and you're not sure where to go, Pensacola Hardware. Listen, a lot of reasons, okay? Partially because they just have everything. I mean, they've been around since 1851. They have everything. I mean, they have stuff in their warehouse. Like if you go in the back storage area, it's these, two levels, and it's floor to ceiling. I mean, like 20-foot ceilings, and it's just rack upon rack upon rack upon rack upon stuff. You're like, who knows where all this stuff is? And the answer is, you know, probably, like, there's nobody who knows all of it. But it's an amazing selection that they have there. And also advice, because they genuinely know the stuff. Like, they can tell you how to do it, how to use it, how to install it, what the code is, if that's relevant to you. They probably know the inspectors, for goodness sakes, if they're, you know, working on something that's actually going to have to pass an inspection. They can help you with all of that. So Pensacola Hardware is your comprehensive resource for building, rebuilding, and remodeling Pensacola since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. 627 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? Just as an FYI, things that are happening elsewhere in the country. It's not here, okay? It is somewhere else, of course, Washington State. But Washington State is like on the verge of what sporting rifles, assault weapons, depending on, you know, which terminology you prefer to use, making them illegal. And all the gun stores are out of everything. Because nothing sells guns like the fear they'll be taken away. It's one of these weird things. Like, when people think that a Democrat is going to get elected, all of a sudden gun sales just explode, right, in November. And then, you know, when a Republican gets elected, when they think a Republican's going to get elected, nobody buys guns anymore because we good. We don't need to buy. Like, Trump being the president was bad for gun sales because people weren't worried about it anymore. And then came COVID and you had supply chain and all of a sudden everybody's scared. And then Joe Biden's about to get elected and everybody wants to buy their, you know, their AR-15s and their, you know, their ranch rifles and all this stuff. Anyway, so in Washington, you have basically these gun stores are just about completely sold out of everything because they feel like, you know, Jay Inslee's about ready to adopt the ban on so-called assault weapons. And it's probably going to put stores out of work because they want to get them in before the ban goes into place. Which is, I guess, kind of an understandable thing. 437-1620, 437-1620. Interesting note out of the University of Minnesota. The professors there who work on diversity, equity, and inclusion write in the Journal of Health Services Research by three University of Minnesota employees whose doctor's degrees focus on racial equity. Stuart Grand, a senior lecturer, Jeanette Dill, associate professor, and Tongtan Chandrad, a research scientist. They came out with an article basically saying that all of the stuff that Minnesota has been doing on DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, has been like tokenism and performance only and not really substantial policies. And so they said that, you know, we're still basically a racist institution and we have too many systemic flaws and we're not really doing anything significant. We're just doing the superficial stuff. Well, now they've retracted the article, saying that basically the characterizations of specific data, personal narratives, and experience was either inaccurate, misleading, or false, and the final submitted manuscript unintentionally contained content that mischaracterized the authenticity of experiences and the representations of them, and the authors have requested a retraction. Now, when you first read this, if you're like me, the kind of person who thinks that most of this DEI stuff is nonsense, rubbish, and inflated, you read it and you're like, see, I knew all of this was a bunch of lies. I knew all of this was a bunch of hogwash. Okay, but step with me into the realm of reason for just a second. They requested the retraction. The professors requested the retraction, meaning, yes, they published bad material to begin with, but they also self-corrected and realized it was flawed and asked for it back, basically, which is a mark of self-correction, which is a mark of sort of virtue. Yeah, better to only publish good stuff in the beginning, but at least admitting your mistake. Okay, so don't necessarily read it the way it seems to be. Far be it for me to defend DEI folks, but in this case, it looks like, though they did it wrong to start, they did the right thing to follow up and, you know, give credit where credit is due. That's credit worthy.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A San Diego-based company says it's been isolating its China team from the U.S. team and wants to resolve New York delisting risks as the company pushes ahead with commercialization of its technologies. On Wall Street, futures lower. That's your money now.
If you own a small to medium-sized business that kept employees on payroll through COVID, you may have a big cash refund waiting for you. The Employee Retention Credit is a tax credit of up to $26,000 per employee. And now, more businesses than ever qualify. The experts at RefundsPro.com specialize in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program. Most of their refunds are over $100,000. Even businesses that have received PPP funds may be eligible. And there are absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund, so there's no reason not to apply. If your business experienced shutdowns, limited capacity, supply chain challenges, or reduced revenue due to COVID, you likely qualify. RefundsPro.com has already helped hundreds of businesses. So don't lose the refund you're owed by missing the deadline. Get started today with a free 5-minute questionnaire at RefundsPro.com. That's Refunds with an S, Pro.com.
Pensacola's downtown entertainment gem, the Sanger Theater, continues to thrive and present amazing entertainment for all ages, from Broadway shows, national touring comedians, to classic movies. There's always something entertaining at the Sanger Theater. Tune in tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel and talk with Katie Summerlin, Booking and Marketing Director of the Sanger, about all the shows that are coming up soon.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
News Radio Pensacola is your source for informative, local, dependable news and talk. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay gets you a breakdown of the local issues from the county commission meetings to new developments. Pep Talk gets you local expert opinions on everything from gardens to HVAC. Brian Kilmeade interviews the national newsmakers. Dave Ramsey helps you become debt-free. Pensacola Right Now infotains on your drive home. Local and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. And traffic on the fives during your drive time. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, not in a million years could anyone have imagined that an American credit card company would someday collude with liberal politicians to track, monitor, shame, and eventually shut down legal gun store purchases. But that's exactly what's happening as we speak. But I'll promise you, with a new Republican Congress and a new Republican president, we will kick these liberal meddlers out of our gun stores and out of your lives.
Now, for just a second there, I thought Mike Pence was going to use strong language, but, you know, Mike Pence is very much a G-rated speaker.
He did.
We're
going to
kick their
presence
out of, you know, not exactly. So this was at the NRA event. It was actually not this weekend, but past weekend. I finally got around to listening to all of it. And really interesting event, because you got to hear pretty much all of the known, at the moment, presidential contenders and possible contenders on the subject of guns and talking about this and, you know, saying stuff I haven't necessarily heard them focus on before.
Ignoring the motivations of the trans activists who killed 3 children and 3 adults at that Christian school in Nashville, and ignoring the mental health challenges of the man who killed 5 people and injured 8 others in Louisville, President Biden and the Democrats have returned to the same tired arguments about gun control and gun confiscation.
So he said something, and by the way, a lot of them had very similar policy proposals, you know, which makes sense because people who are pro-gun are going to likely see the world through a certain lens, and the kinds of things that they want to emphasize, it was sort of variations on a theme, but this is one theme that several of the people who spoke said.
With Joe Biden spending trillions of dollars on their liberal agenda, I think the time has come for leaders in our nation's capital to give every community in the country the funds to place armed resource officers in every public and private school in America.
It's such a weird thing to think that, you know, like, I mean, I know Florida, we've only had this since Parkland, but it's weird to me that anybody doesn't. You know, it's like during COVID, like you think there are places where the people still aren't in school and there's where they still can't go to the store and the movie theater. What's wrong with you? You know, but look, you know, don't assume that everywhere is like here.
The most prosperous nation in the history of the world can afford to protect our kids. It'll just take leadership to do it.
Now, he did directly address the question of deterrence and also how you punish certain crimes, particularly.
It's inconceivable to me that the shooter who killed 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018 is languishing in a Florida prison.
Yeah, and that's exactly why we just passed the death penalty reform bill that requires only 8 people to vote for it rather than 4. I told you I'm not in favor of that bill, though I'm adamantly in favor of the death penalty. I don't think that bill was the right response to it. And I don't know why 3 people voted against the death penalty, but 3 is a lot on a jury of 12. And, you know, though I certainly believe that Nicholas Cruz deserves death, you know, sometimes you have to believe in this process more than you believe in any particular outcome. Even though that particular outcome might be outrageous. But his answer is,
I believe the time has come to institute a federal death penalty statute with accelerated appeal to ensure that those who engage in mass shootings face execution in months, not years.
Yeah, I've often said, I think it's not even a surprising thing to observe, that the slowness of the process is one of the key drawbacks of it in terms of having, and again, I don't think deterrence is the basis of your system, but the system, the way it's done now, doesn't even have the real ability to deter the way a system that is done more rapidly. And look, there are cases where it doesn't need to be 20 years before you execute somebody. Just, you know, what I've often said is, I think that you ought to be able to convict somebody beyond a reasonable doubt. And I think that the death penalty ought to be applied beyond any shadow of a doubt. Like, I think the standards should be different. I don't think you should be executing people when you have something between, you know, not a reasonable doubt, but some doubt, right? A legal standard that would not be enough to acquit them, but would be enough for you to say maybe we shouldn't execute them. I don't mind letting those people be on death row. But I also think that when you're beyond a shadow of a doubt, the appeals process, I mean, it should be conviction to execution within a year. Or 2 years. You shouldn't have to be waiting 5, 10, 20 years to execute people. That's just ridiculous. Also, that would start to take care of some of the argument against the death penalty, which is the cost, because, you know, these appeals take so long and the incarceration on death row is so much more expensive because of security measures and all of that. But anyway, he said, look, in terms of the motivations of people in solving these problems, we all know, and this again was a theme that a lot of other candidates for the 2024 election said, and he hasn't declared yet, but likely, right?
We have got to get back to institutional mental health care in this country. Families with someone who is struggling, a threat to themselves or a threat to others, have to have a place to send that family member other than the county lockup. We've got to rebuild institutional mental health care in America.
No, I agree with that. I mean, there's just nowhere to send them right now. That's the problem. We don't have, to say we have a broken mental health system is, you know, lying about us even having one in the first place, frankly. And by the way, there's a lot of speakers. I'll get to them over the next couple of days. Asa Hutchinson spoke. Mike Pompeo spoke briefly. Governor DeSantis sent in a video. Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Kristi Noem stole the show. She was fantastic. Of course, former President Trump spoke as the keynote as well. We'll get to all of that as I have time for it. I just wanted you to hear from the former vice president because he's likely one of the candidates for the 2024 election. 6:46 on News Radio 90.
Did Pence and Trump interact at all?
Not that I saw. They were an hour and a half apart on stage.
Yeah, I bet.
A lot of distance.
Windham Road and Hamilton Bridge Road in Milton showing an accident with no roadblock. And then Jack's Branch Road and Lavonda Lane. This is in Cantonment. Looks like an accident, but it has been moved off to the side as well. Caution wherever you are, 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And by the way, I mentioned there were other candidates, and, you know, it's going to be hard for me to find a place to cover this, so I'll do it now. Asa Hutchinson, you know, governor of Arkansas.
Is he related to John?
No. as far as I know, but you know, one's a Hutchinson, all of us a Hutchinson. Anyway, Asa Hutchinson, a lot of these things, again, you know, similar sort of themes, right?
We understood that the best protection is an armed personnel in order to protect children from an armed intruder. And the time of response is critical. And that is why we wanted to make sure that the school had the personnel there that was trained and ready to respond in the quickest fashion. And so we did that. An example in Arkansas, now we have over 80 schools in which we have over 500 commissioned personnel of the school that's been trained to carry a firearm and to use it and to execute it if necessary to protect the children.
All right, so you have, you know, what is that, about 6 to 7 on average per school? We're not talking about SROs or even guardians. We're talking about in, you know, other school personnel who have been trained, which, again, I fully agree with. Also, law enforcement is a theme crept up a lot over the weekend.
After the tragic murder of George Floyd, there were protests across America. Many of those turned violent. Little Rock was no exception. And I witnessed the violence, and I said, our local law enforcement is not getting the job done. There was threats to people. They were burning buildings. And I said, enough is enough. And I called the state police out. I called the National Guard out. And I said, we're going to enforce the law. That night, we arrested 70 violent criminals. And guess what happened? The violence stopped. You enforce the law. You enforce the law.
And by the way, this is one of the things you do when you're speaking to the NRA is you show that you're tough on crime. You show that you're supportive of citizens owning guns. You show that you understand a world filled with evil people, that you're willing to protect America and America's interests around the world.
Right now, we are struggling in America because we are perceived as weak by our adversaries, which started in our disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, in which our enemies said, this is a good time to go into Ukraine by Russia. China has been more aggressive toward Taiwan. America needs to be strong. America needs to lead, and we should not retreat.
We absolutely need to protect our interests in the twin island nation of Taiwan.
China has been more aggressive toward Taiwan.
Sorry, everybody makes mistakes, but
everybody's, you know, done it.
I've done it. It's still funny when it happens, right? And then finally, and I thought this was something clicked when he said this. It's not particularly about Asa Hutchinson, but something clicked in my head when he said this. Here, you listen.
And I challenge you today that we need to beat Joe Biden in 2024, and he's praying right now. Yes. He's hoping right now that he gets to have a repeat of 2020. And let me tell you, we don't need a rerun of 2020. Let's bring new leadership. Let's win in 2024.
That's interesting. I've never heard it put quite that way, that what Joe Biden wants more than anything else is a rematch of 2020 because he'll beat Trump again. Now, I have said that, and I said that I think Trump has less support now than he had even then, because I think a lot of people, some persuaded by January 6th. Okay. Now, some will be persuaded by inflation and come back the other way. But I think there's an awful lot of people that are just frustrated at, you know, the presentation that President Trump has, and they don't want that again. I still think when push comes to shove, I don't know what they're going to do between Biden and Trump if that were the actual matchup. But I thought it was an interesting note because it made me think of something I hadn't connected before in my head, which is, you know how the argument was that when the prosecutor, when Bragg goes after Trump, that all that does is help Trump. And it did. It absolutely helped him in the polls. Okay. And there are an awful lot of people who had been saying, you know, well, I'll vote for DeSantis, or I'll vote for Pence, or I'll vote for Pompeo or Nikki Haley or whatever. And then all of a sudden they're kind of like, I don't know, Trump, you know, we want to rally around him. Wouldn't it be interesting? Because the claim was, how stupid of Bragg to help Trump in this way. Why would he want to give Trump the gift of making him a martyr? Well, why would he want to give Trump the gift of making him a martyr? Because you remember in the last round of elections, the Democrat strategy nationwide was help the Trump people because they're weaker candidates in the general election. The Democratic Party nationwide actively helped people that Trump was helping because they believed that they were too extreme for the general public in the general election. And they turned out to be right. That was a winning strategy for them a bunch. This is why Trump did so badly around the nation in the general election, is because his candidates lost, because their strategy was right. Well, what if they took that same strategy against Trump himself? As in, what if they were, I don't know, colluding is a bit strong, but what if their goal was actually to help Trump win the nomination because they think that's their best bet of winning the White House again? Just a thought. 6:52 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Wednesday at 9 to join me, Tasca King, and I'll show you how to navigate through the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. That's Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Home Outlet has the new quality in-stock products you need to keep your project on time and the prices to keep you on budget. Refresh your bath with the Denmark Solid White Vanity, including a marble top and 3-inch backsplash, just $214 each. Add a Geneva freestanding bathtub, value priced at $899 each. Visit your local 100% employee-owned Home Outlet for the guaranteed lowest price on the products you need to reimagine your bath space, or shop online at homeoutlet.com.
Hey guys, I'm Nicole Stacy. There are more things to do in our area than you can even imagine. So who better to share the adventure of the Pensacola experience than the team at Visit Pensacola? Share with us your experience by using the hashtag ExperiencePeakOla. Go to visitpensacola.com and listen in Friday at 9:30 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
For a gallon of gas, 367. Florida average 371. In Mississippi, it's 313. In California, it's 489. In Navarre this morning, 329 east of the Walmart. Looks like 328 west of the other Walmart. 323 foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 339 improper at the Exxon. 324 in Milton at the CEFCO. Same price at the Pea Ridge Murphy, 339. Goodness. In Pace. Wow, I had to check and make sure it wasn't my eyes deceiving me. But yeah, that's expensive. 318 at the Walmart on 9 Mile. Same at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And coming in from the southwest side, if you can wait that long, 327 to the Shell on Cervantes. 655, News Radio 92.3. Oh, somebody corrected my math, and I appreciate that. Talking about the charging stations, corrected my math on that. Six cars at a time every half hour is not 25 in 2 days. It's that they only serve 25 in 2 days. Still, six at a time, half an hour. How do you get it there, by the way? You got to tow it, I guess, if it's totally out of charge, which you get means a flatbed. Anyway, but no, thank you for correcting me. The capacity for those FPL charging stations in a storm would be greater than I had thought. That's right. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing any slowdowns or delays. Two accidents to watch out for. Watch your emergency crews on scene. Jack's Branch Road and Cantonment at Lavanda Lane, and Wyndham Road at Hamilton Bridge Road in Milton, showing an accident. Neither roadblock, and certainly if you have a traffic tip, text it in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. By the way, these gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen, with the lowest out-the-door price in your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Bed Bath & Beyond has filed for bankruptcy protection. The home goods retailer filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy Sunday in New Jersey. The company listed its estimated assets and liabilities in the range of $1 billion and $10 billion. Former President, Vice President Mike Pence, still not committing to a 2024 presidential run, but has dropped some hints he might be leaning that way. He was on CBS's Face the Nation. Pence said he doesn't have anything official to announce, but said he's among the Republicans that were in Iowa. And Pence said he'd make an announcement before late June if he decides to run.
Yeah, one of the things Trump said in his speech on Saturday is responding to the Susan B. Anthony list about him not being pro-life enough. That, you know, he took that criticism seriously and said, no, I mean, I put three justices in the Supreme Court. We overturned Roe v. Wade. You know, I think I've done enough. And I don't think it ought to be a state or not to be a federal ban. It ought to be a state by state issue, which, by the way, I agree with him about that. I'm very concerned about the folks who have argued pro-life all this time and have said, get it into the state's hands and now we want a federal ban. The constitutional mandate for that is iffy. I will say now at a certain point in pregnancy, maybe yes. At a certain point, I'm cautious about that as well. 657. Oh, somebody's so adorable. They say, your Trump derangement syndrome is showing this morning, Andrew. You know what Trump derangement syndrome is? That's where anybody criticizes former President Trump and you say they're hostile to him under any circumstances. I voted for him once. I would vote for him again. I would. He's not my preferred candidate, but I would vote for him. Because and I even think to myself, like, I know his personality drives me crazy, but in terms of results, you can't argue with the results he got. You know, look at the Supreme Court, look at the economy, look at moving the embassy to Jerusalem, building the wall, doing the things he said he'd do. No other president has done so much of what they campaigned on. So it's funny. The flip of the Trump derangement syndrome is Trump cult syndrome, right? People where Trump can never do wrong, and Trump derangement is like Trump can never do right. I mean, some of the things he does are right, and some of the things he does are wrong. That's where you should be, by the way. 658 for any human, you know, right? 658 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Time for future news. That's when we tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Okay, first of all, will Bed Bath & Beyond totally go out?
No.
Oh, man, yeah.
Toys R Us took forever. And
yeah,
plus,
but they're gone.
How many times did you walk into Toys R Us going, man, I can't wait for the bargains, and everything was still way overpriced.
Legos were still full priced.
Still,
yeah.
You know? So, yeah, they're still going to have the $500 comforters.
If they go away, what will go into that space next to the Best Buy?
Spirit Halloween. I'm not wrong. Or a
mattress
roller
store.
Rink.
No.
A roller rink.
No, Family Dollar. Just kidding. A roller rink. Oh, that's an interesting idea. Will we get all the civilians out of Sudan?
Yes.
American civilians?
I hope so.
I certainly
Gosh.
Hope so. Yes, certainly hope so. Yeah, I'm not going to get into that one right now. All right, we'll be back in just a minute. Stick around.
Stream us at NewsRadio923.com. News Radio.